Dick Keto, who a lot of locals know, and Marie James, during their era, are the ones who dedicated the hall in memory of my grandpa. And he was very active in the ANB. He helped get it started here and was the treasurer for over 30 years and also participated in the Grand Camp in Haines in 1929, which was a pivotal moment for the Alaska Natives, because that's when the ANB decided to sue the U.S. government for land settlement and all of that started. He was one of the members that participated in that.
So almost a civil rights activist.
Yeah, yeah. And once the Tlingit and Haida Council was formed, which came out of that, he was the first treasurer for that as well.
Do you remember him growing up?
I do, but as my grandpa. I do have memories, though, of going to the ANB Hall at that time. And, of course, just, you know, running around and dancing in the hall. And he'd be over on a little typewriter typing letters to, you know, probably congressman, whomever.
Were you old enough to remember him as a person or a personality?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he was a very, very kind, wonderful man, liked by everybody. And I don't remember him being so much out there and vocal, but obviously when he did things, he just got them done. He did what he needed to do to help his cause or whatever was going on. And representing his people, like the ANB, ANS. He came from here representing his people there at the camp, the Grand Camp.
1929.
Yeah, yeah. There's a great article that I read. I mean, I learn more all the time. I found something on the internet called The Sword and the Shield that talks all about the ANB and ANS and how they were so, without them, we wouldn't have what we have today with all the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, Native corporations. None of that stuff would be in place had the ANB at that time not taken the steps that they did. It was because of them and Grand Camp in 1929 that started it all.
Kind of an organized political movement.
Yes, yes. And it actually states that in this paper that they had proof that they were a well-established, organized group who had meetings and documented everything, and so that just made them all that more powerful.
And then the building, the ANB-ANS building, when did that happen?
There's blueprints from 1978, my grandpa being the treasurer, and I don't know how this all took place exactly, but he actually acquired the property from a man named Richard Culp way back when, to have the building built where it is, and that he harvested the logs himself and then helped put the piling in place. I mean, that's how much it meant to him to have a place for his people to gather.